call received from Home Care Agency.
Hi, good morning. Stella speaking. Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Yes, hi, good morning.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Alan McClellan in Downingtown. How are you today?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Good. Now, are you, you're with the home care. Did I get the right number?
Yes, we are. We do home care services.
Yeah. Well, let me just give you a quick background. My wife is in, I'd say, late-stage Parkinson's.
Okay.
And basically is having 24-hour care. Now, a lot of that is myself.
Okay.
But I have other, I have three other home care companies that I'm working with.
Okay.
But each of them have issues that I'm not real happy with. So let me just tell you what I'm looking for, and you can tell me if it's possible. Living in Downingtown, I have specific times that I need the caregiver here. So, I mean, I'm certainly, you know, plus or minus 15 minutes is fine, but I don't like, and I really can't put up with people being 30 minutes, an hour late,
right,
because I make my plans,
right,
based on them being here, particularly like on Sunday for leaving for services. The other thing is that my wife has some dementia. Now, it's not all day, it's not all the time, but she will slip into it for a couple of hours, you know, at a time. And it's not violent, but it's where she hallucinates and just talks rapidly and so on. So I need somebody that is experienced with dementia patients, mature enough to.
Actually, a lot of them are experienced with dementia. A lot of our caregivers are experienced with dementia, as we have a lot of caregivers with that.
Yeah. And it's not required, but I found that the ones that have had facility experience, you know, they see so much of it that they handle it very well. I've had caregivers here that try to argue with her when she's in her dementia mode, and that just obviously doesn't work. You know, they have to deflect them. And then I've had an issue, and I won't mention any names, but with caregivers not showing up on time but actually reporting their times as, you know, correct. So, in other words, I need them here at 3, and they get here at 3:45, but on their invoice they report it as 3. That's basically stealing. I need people that report accurately. So how do you manage the times that the caregivers are actually here?
So they just need, like, once we set up a time, we set up a schedule on the calendar, and then they will see that schedule on their phone through an app. And they need to clock in and clock out once they're there. So if it matches the schedule, like they clock in the right time, then it comes up good. If it's a bit different, like off schedule, then they will get a call from us, like letting them know that they were off schedule,
mm-hmm,
asking what happened. Like, we're just going to make sure, like, they're clocking in on time, except for there's any reason, like, that changed. But
is there anything?
Like, set up a schedule.
Well, that's what the others do, but apparently, some of the caregivers clock in while they're still at home or wherever.
Yeah, so there's actually a GPS signal on it. So if the GPS will recognize that they're not in their house, in your house, then it will just come up and it wouldn't go through. They wouldn't be able to get paid for it. We'll just need to verify what happened.
That I like. That's, yeah, unfortunately, you know, and it's not most of them, but it's a couple of them that I know. I keep a personal log of when they get here, and then I look at the invoice, and in one case it was 4 extra hours, but, you know, it's coming out of my pocket. Actually, I have a long-term care policy, but it's still coming out of my bucket of funds, so to speak. So I'd like to talk to someone. Do they come out to the house or Zoom call, or how do you work it?
From whom do you, like, from the caregivers or from our agency? Whom do you talk about?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do you want to know, like, the meet and greet with the caregivers, or do you want to know with someone from our agency?
From your agency.
From your agency.
Yeah.
So we actually have all options.
Yeah.
It depends where you live exactly. But otherwise, we're just going to do, like, over the phone, Zoom if you would like. But we're just doing, we're just going to find you caregivers. We're going to get all your preferences. And then we're going to have a meet and greet with the caregiver. So the caregiver will come down for a meet and greet, like if you're willing to it. Otherwise, we can do the interview over the phone. But
yeah. No, that'd be fine for them to come down for an interview. I don't think that's excessive to just request for them to be on time and be experienced.
Right.
Which
county are you? What's the zip code?
I'm in Chester. It's down in town. 19335 is my zip. Yeah. Are most of your caregivers within, close proximity to Exton, or are you
spread out? We're all spread out, but we have a lot of caregivers in all areas. So, like, we have we'll just going to check in your area, the closest possible, in the, 5 mileage range, let's say, we'll just check.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to see who is the most suitable for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then once we find someone, we'll just let you know. But in order to do that, I'll just need your wife's basic information to send it into our staffing department so they can start looking for someone. Just give me 1 second. You said she is already approved for home care, right? Like she has already
out. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Got it. 1 second. Give me a minute. I just want to just log in. Okay, what's her first and last name?
Her formal name is Glenda, G-L-E-N-D-A.
Like her last her legal
she
name?
She actually... that is her legal name. She goes by Faye, F-A-Y-E. That's her middle name. So it's Glenda Faye, or Glenda F. Last name is McClellan, M-C-L-E-L-L-A-N.
Okay, and what's her date of birth?
1-1-45.
45, you said?
45, yeah. She just turned 81 this month.
It doesn't come up on Medicaid.
We're not on Medicaid.
Oh, you're not on Medicaid? So from which care do you have the program?
I have a long-term care policy with John Hancock.
Oh, got it. Because we actually only do Medicaid programs.
Long-term.
I thought it was on the Medicaid program.
Okay. All right. No problem. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye.